There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Arab World, discovering the region's best stories.
Welcome back to Talking of Books. I'm Isabel Abel-Hull, and across the other side of the studio is my longtime sparring partner, Yvette Judge. And we are delighted to be presenting Talking of Books today. Wonderful David Daly, who was our castaway, exceptional books that he chose. But we're now moving on to the Arab world, and it's an absolute pleasure to be joined by Michelle Nickerson. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. It's good to see you ladies again.
And you. We met earlier, didn't we, in our offices in Shindiga, and I'm absolutely over the moon and thrilled by what you have managed to put together. And we've been talking about Anta the Black Knight and Neddy, who is the had been selected as the author. But I think before we do that, it would be interesting to hear from you how this wonderful project came into being, and
your,
why
your involvement in it. Are you, Michelle? Who are you?
Well, how it came to be is, I mean, I've been in the UAE for about 12 years. I've been back in Los Angeles the last year and a half working on a new company that my partner and I are launching. And how Anta came to be, oddly enough, was in a business meeting with an Emirati friend of mine who, after the meeting, we were just sitting there and he said, you know, how come they never do stories about Arab characters? And I said, well, we don't really know any Arab characters except, you know, Aladdin, that type of thing. And he mentioned Antar the Black Knight. And so he just gave me a very quick overview. He was kind of pitching me about who this character was. And the more research we did, we found out it's an amazing story. And so it's just evolved. It's taken a few years to kind of get it up and running. But now we're going to be premiering it at the Emirates Literary Festival. And we're with IDW Publishing, which is the third largest comic book publisher behind Marvel and DC. And as you mentioned earlier, we have Neddy Okorafor is our award-winning writer.
And she's just won recently another award, hasn't she? I mean, she's an incredible writer across the board. But for her to be writing this, I think it just adds so much authenticity to it, actually, the mix of history and myth that surrounds Anta the Black Knight.
Absolutely. And the basis for the story, I mean, if you look it up, there is a historical story about Anta, and there, or Antara is his proper name, and then there is a legend about him. So what we ended up doing is taking bits and pieces from factual and the legend and adding a few things, but it certainly keeps true to the original story.
So I'm just going to read a little bit. So Anta the Black Knight is a legendary figure in the Arab world. He was a warrior poet, and he remained largely unknown, actually, to people outside of the Arab world. Mm-hmm. He, as well as being Anta the Black Knight, he was also his name was Anta or Antara bin Shaddad, and he was born into slavery despite being of noble birth, because his mother was an African princess who was taken captive as a spoil of war. The legend goes he eventually won his freedom through bravery on the battlefield, and he has been revered as one of the greatest figures amongst ancient pre-Islamic Arabic poets. So a huge amount of history about him, and I think it is going to be an absolutely wonderful thing for those young people and older people in the Arab world to have a hero they can be truly proud of.
Absolutely. The other thing is that his Arab side, and again, there are a couple of different stories about it, was he came from the line of King Zohair, who at that time was, their empire was more in Saudi Arabia, and it was under the Persian king.
Yes.
But so you had royalty on both sides, but because she was taken as a spoil of war, he was born a slave child.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. But he managed through his valor and through his character to become free.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Sure.
I think great for Neddy to be doing this because she has African roots herself, so she's got that whole connection. I haven't read that many of her books yet, but Zara the Windseeker was a stunning book, which I read with the Costa Reading Group recently. So
oh, nice.
Young adults, and they absolutely loved it, boys and girls, which is always a joy. And I think the descriptions that she brings to that, the magical world she creates so realistically, I'm really excited about what she's going to do with this particular hero, who, of course, I had never heard of.
Well, interestingly enough, we launched the character at this year's San Diego Comic Con in San Diego, and we had a panel with our producers, Sohaib Awan and Jeff Gomez, who's probably one of the best in transmedia platforms. And afterwards, we kind of had an open session for people. And I would say about 98% of the people that came and then stayed afterwards, and we had a chance to speak to, they were educators. And not only that, they were all sorts of different ethnicities, which, again, we had not really, it was something that we learned. And the thing that I thought was really interesting is some of the African-American educators said, you know what? We don't know this character, but we want to know him, because the thing of it is we'd like to include this in our studies, because, you know, we're just now hearing about him. So it was an eye-opener. We had, you know, it was a completely different audience than we thought, but they were all educators.
Yeah, things like that. I think if you are an educator, that they're just a gift, because you can immediately see so much that you can do with Antar the Black Knight, mm-hmm. that you can weave into all sorts of topics, and great to have that as a role model.
Absolutely. And like you said, Nnedi, because she's Nigerian-American, and both of her parents went to the U.S., and she was born in the U.S., but she's like second generation. She has a very, a poetic way of writing, and
beautiful
a very descriptive
style.
way of
very
writing, and she
so.
Does have that connection to the character.
Yeah, and also I think what came across, what the young people reading Zara could so easily identify with was the feeling of being different, mm-hmm. of being slightly out of place, of coming to terms with who you are. And I think for many young people growing up here, you know, you're not necessarily with your family, you're not in your own cultural environment, so you do feel a little bit removed, a little bit part of everything, and also a little bit part of nothing.
Right.
So I think, yeah, I can see why educators would have seized on this with joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for doing it. And I'm sure in this part of the world, there is a huge opportunity to take the whole series into schools in this region, mm. and the wider world.
We hope so. I mean, the interesting thing has been is I would say 100% of the times that we've gone to talk to people about the project, if there's anyone in the room that is either Emirati or Arab expat, their eyes light up when you say Antar, and they're more used to hearing him called Antar bin Shaddad.
Yes.
And then you'd look at them, I said, you know, like Antar bin Shaddad, they're just like, oh my goodness, you're doing a story about this. So he is a character that is very well loved and known in the region, and our push at the moment is obviously making him more of an international character. Mm. That was the Comic-Con. And, you know, getting him out there to everybody to kind of, you know, find out what the story is, appreciate his poems, that type of thing.
And I think it's so timely. So I think it's fantastic. You've got a quiz question, haven't you, Yvette?
I have.
And what, if we get the right answer, what are we going to win?
Well, I think we can give more tickets away, because we have got one of Nnedi's sessions on sale already for the festival. So I would quite like to give two tickets to that session at the festival. And the question is quite simple, but we'll probably accept a couple of answers, actually, because Antar also is known as Antar
the.
I want you to tell me what. Antar the something. So if you could text that in, please, SMS to 4001 or via the app. And we will be pressing that magic button, or Elaine will anyway, to pick a winner for that. Mm. So please let us know. It's Antar the something something.
Two words.
Two words.
Yes. Yeah. And they're both one syllable.
Both one syllable.
If we're paying, you know what I mean.
One of them's a colour.
Okay. Prashiti. Lovely to have a message from you, and glad that you're listening, and hello from Yvette and me. And then to one of our listeners who read Death on the Nile while staying in the hotel where Agatha Christie was in residence while writing the novel. Thank you, Terry, in Aswan, Egypt. And then someone else, love Agatha Christie. So
good.
Lots
I have
of
friends.
you do. Other people who also enjoy Agatha Christie. But I'm so excited about Antar bin Shaddad. or Anta the Lala.
Yeah.
We're not going to say that too many times. Listeners have had so many opportunities. And I think it is so wonderful to be at the beginning of something. And mm-hmm. our festival is actually going to be the first place, I think,
absolutely.
On the planet where the comic will be launched.
Will be
correct.
That Nettie's yes. written.
Yes. Well, we wanted to, you know, bring it out with Nettie because, again, she's put a lot of time and effort into it. And she's just brought, I mean, everybody that's, I'll tease you with this one, everybody that's actually read it has really liked it because, I mean, it's based on one of the stories that happened to him, but she brings her own twist to it. And it's, she's just doing an amazing job. I mean, IDW, who's the publisher, distributor, at first I think they were like, this is kind of different. But after they've read all the issues that she's written, they've gotten very excited about it and are very much pushing the project, even though it's a little bit different.
Yes, well, good for them. And I think they're going to be at the beginning. It's
yes.
like you see always within publishing, whether it's fiction, comics, nonfiction, there are always trends. And I see this as the beginning of a whole new trend. And it is fantastic when you are at the sort of the trailblazing
yes.
path, which thanks to you, this is happening. But there is a rumor of George R. R. Martin being involved in something to do with Nettie. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. Her book, Who Fears Death, is, as we understand, being adapted to replace Game of Thrones on television. And I have to say, I have not read Who Fears Death yet, but that's when I get back from here, that's on the list.
It's a towering pile of books, I have to say.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think Game of Thrones fans, you need to get in now.
You definitely want to go to the session and hear her speak because
absolutely.
Again, her imagination and what she comes up with are just on a completely different plane.
Yeah, definitely.
Arab World, discovering the region's best stories.
Welcome back to Talking of Books. I love that, Arab World, discovering the region's best stories, and we're talking about something that is going to be launched at the 2018 Emirates Literature Festival. First to 10th of March, and it is a new comic series featuring an African Arab hero who will be so well known to so many people from this part of the world and now is going to be unleashed on the rest of the world. His name is Anta Bin Shaddad, but he's also known as Anta the something something. To win two tickets to Nnedi Okorafor, is that right?
Well done.
session, please text in Anta the whatever, two words that make up his popular title, to 4001, and please put your name and you will go into the draw and Elaine will announce the winner towards the end of the show. Things like this do not happen without a driving force. And Michelle Nicholson, I think you've been the driving force to get this project off the ground.
And was it easy?
No. Yes, it was really easy. No, I wish. But I think the important thing is that especially, you know, we work a lot with young filmmakers and people that want to write in the region and try and kind of get people on the right track. It's difficult, but it's not impossible. And, you know, it's I think what sets Anta apart and makes it interesting to an international audience is his story is universal. I mean, if you can find something that's universal and then take it out there, you have a much better chance of you know, a publisher like IDW. We've been to some of the big talent agencies in Los Angeles about the project, and they all like the story. Because even though he's from this region, it's an international story. It's a man who rises above his situation because he wants to do something else. And the reason he does this is he falls in love with Abla. So, you know, it's got kind of everything to it. It's got a love story. It's an action story. It's about a person who doesn't feel he belongs because he's half African and half Arab. And where does he belong? Mm. I mean, he's from royalty, and yet he's a slave. So it's this really great, you know, yin and yang to this character. And that's what I think has you know, made it work. But again, to get to that point, you have to be able to put together the right presentation. I think, again, having a story that's international, that's going to get people, that's really a good way forward.
So who had the say in who did the illustrations? Who was the author? Is that something that you personally were heavily involved in?
Correct, yes. Yeah? We have a comic books producer, Sohaib Awan, like I said, in the U.S., and he has a radio show from, I believe it's ESPN, called Fictional Frontiers. So I'm not really a comic book geek, actually, but he is, thank goodness. And, you know, we started talking about who would be the right writer for this, and we wanted to have, first off, I'm absolutely rabid about having women doing things in media. And, you know, he came up and said, look, there's this, and it was right before Nnedi took off. Mm. And he said, there's this amazing writer, she's Nigerian-American, and when he said she, I thought, oh, perfect.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. And he came up with, some of the things that she had done, and it was really an interesting coincidence. It's like as soon, right after we signed her for Antar, then all these things took off.
Yes.
So it worked out well.
She's just won award after award. And one of our listeners, Claudia, thank you for that, is saying that Antar is part of the Antar and Abla legend, which was borrowed by Shakespeare.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Well, whether it's Othello or whether it's something else.
Claudia, if you've got more details on that,
tell us. Tell us, please.
Because we are intrigued.
Yes, yes. And I mean, Shakespeare was very good at borrowing ideas from other places and making them into wonderful plays. But it's great to pick up that connection as well. You see, Shakespeare was not shy of taking ideas from
this part of the world. Wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Claudia, we need more, please, more details on which Shakespeare play it was. Was it Othello or was it something else?
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm. And can I just say welcome back, Gavin?
Yes, thank you. You were missing, and we all noticed it, and we were hoping
we were
that you were
about
still
you, Gavin.
Yes, yeah. So great to have you back as our number one listener.
Definitely. so good to see your name popping up on the screen. So with Anta, how has it been received within the UAE? You must have, you know, you said the name came up and so on. Has there been wow, you're doing this?
Yes. I mean, a lot of people, I think it's something that they really don't expect. Mm. And I think the general consensus here is, well, does anybody care about the character? And again, I think because especially in in American politics at the moment, I think there's a huge divide between people. And again, the idea of the story is, and you'll see that in Nnedi's writing, it's a man, he starts as a young man, and he's a teenage character that's trying to find his place in the world. And you have that a lot, internationally, but right at the moment, especially so in the U.S. Mm. So it's something that resonates with everyone. And I think here in the UAE, the interesting thing has been people go, really? People actually care about that story? And I said, yeah, but you have to look at the big picture of the story, not just maybe one part of it, because that is the big picture of the story. Is he learned, he wasn't accepted, but he learned to deal with it. And not only did he deal with it, he rose to a much higher level because he was able to understand it.
Brilliant. I am quite excited about this myself.
I think it's wonderful. And there is also the possibility that there could be an Anta theme park.
We're talking about that actually with someone, but it can't really put the details out there, but yes.
Yes, absolutely.
The whole merchandise package, the films.
Exactly. Well, obviously we're a film company, so one of the things is that the story is being adapted for film, but one of the other things that that came up and I find really exciting is we were contacted by someone through the UN and said that would we consider, after the comics had come out, doing them in Arabic, and they would distribute them to the refugee camps for children to read. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Because they said it's the same thing. He's a positive character. It would give the children a chance to read something. And from our side, we're all over it. So, I think it's a wonderful way to introduce a character from the region. And again, the comic books, while they're made for maybe a little bit older audience, I still think children in the refugee camps would enjoy them.
I think comics are for all ages. And particularly because they're graphic, I grew up absolutely loving comics. They were such an important part of my reading journey. And I'm sure you know, young people everywhere share the same thing, and with the rise of graphic novels as well. But there are certainly Dubai Cares is working with refugee camps across, as is Kalimat Foundation, and both of them are always very interested in books that could be, you know, have a positive benefit. So that's wonderful to hear that you're talking to the UN and that you know, there is a interest in having the books in Arabic.
Well, they don't get that many that are specific to the region. Mm. I mean, they have books that get translated into Arabic, but they don't really have that story.
Yes.
And again, since a lot of, you know, people that would, that a lot of the Syrians do know about the, there's a few like classical things written about Antar from Syria. He's somebody that's very, very familiar to them. Mm.
Yes, so that is absolutely
excellent. Well, that's quite an exciting segment of the show. I've really enjoyed hearing about it, and hopefully,
thank you.
We've informed a lot of people now who will all be busy Googling Antar the Black Knight, to find out more. So very much looking forward to seeing this at the festival. And of course, if you do want to win tickets to see Neddy, who has is writing the stories that go with these books, then please just message in 4001 SMS or via the app and tell us. Antar is known as Antar the something something. Put your name and you could be coming along in March to meet the author, who is absolutely a rising star, and I'm so excited that she's going to be with us because she's going to have a fantastic career ahead of her. Michelle, huge thank you for being on the show
today.
Thank you,
ladies. Great seeing you both
again. Flying in from Los Angeles just for this. What can I say?
Aren't we blessed? Aren't we blessed? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you on behalf of the Arab world. Thank you, Michelle, for your determination to make this project work, because without that driving force, maybe it wouldn't. So a huge thank you.
My pleasure. Like I said, we're very excited about the project. And, you know, basically, as we say, he wasn't physically born in the UAE, but the project
was close enough.
Yeah, the project was born in the UAE. So it's nice to actually, you know, get an opportunity to launch it here.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so
brilliant.
Much.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.